The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, and if you're listening to me, you survived the test. So you're alive, you're well. We don't know all these secret things that these wicked people do. There will be another test on the 11th of October. So we're going to, because this is the main topic, the test, I'm going to go to other topics. Everybody knows that the Speaker of the House, he has been ousted. A new speaker will come, probably Gates. Everybody's talking about that. I'll talk about something different, something other than that. And we've been talking quite a bit about the Marburg virus. Everybody's talking about that. We'll discuss something else. Cactus and I were visiting, wondering what to do concerning this test on the, mainly, yeah, the radio and the television, but it was the Wi-Fi, all of the cell phones. What was this? What would happen with these tests on anything that is coming through your Wi-Fi, through your cell phone? We don't know. But anyhow, the war in Ukraine. This is real. And Ukraine is losing the battle. Russia is winning. Now, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken yesterday, quote, "From day one, President Biden had two North Stars in mind. One was to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to support Ukraine, to bring other countries along to the same thing. The second star, the other, is to avoid being in direct conflict with Russia, because the potential where the conflict could go is not a place that anyone wants to be, and not a place that's good for the security of the American people." The guy's American people, what about the people of the world? Nuclear conflict. So in other words, you're going to begin to stick a sleeping bear, you're going to poke it in the eyes, you're going to do everything you can to wake it up, but you're hoping you don't wake it up, because if you wake it up, there's going to be nuclear war. This is the rationale of these supposed educated people. Then Biden, he releases yesterday a statement. "Today, President Biden," which was yesterday, "convened a call with allies and partners to coordinate our ongoing support for the people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom and independence against Russia's brutal invasion." No, the brutal invasion is just a defense posture Russia had to take to protect the Russian people, the people of that region in eastern Ukraine, from American aggression via the CIA the Obama plan from 2014, Victoria Nuland, the British, the NATO nations. So President Biden reaffirmed that the United States' commitment to supporting Ukraine for as long as it takes, as it defends its sovereignty and territorial integrity, with fellow leaders echoing their commitments. Joining the imposter president, Joe Biden, on the call was Prime Minister Castro Trudeau of Canada, President von der Leyen of the European Commission, President of the European Council, Chancellor Scholz of Germany, Prime Minister Meloni of Italy, Prime Minister Kishida of Japan, NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg, President Duda of Poland, President Johannes of Romania, Prime Minister Sunak of the United Kingdom, and Foreign Minister Colonna of France. So these nations are going to continue to support Ukraine. The United States has their arm bent at almost 45 degrees and going up behind their back. CNN/CIA revealed that the United States sent a notice in recent weeks calling on Ukraine to double down on its fight against corruption. CNN sources emphasized that all forms of American assistance except military aid could be threatened unless Ukraine does more to overcome corruption. So what's probably happening is the money that's sent to Ukraine, other than military, is going to certain parties destined or has been earmarked to reach certain individuals, and it's ending up in other places around probably that whole area. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Call out the instigator, because there's something in the air. We got to get together sooner or later, because the rest.
Okay, so we'll go on. Now, you know, it gets old talking about Ukraine, but if it was something that was was not important, you wouldn't see this in the press every day. You wouldn't see the fight of the military-industrial complex to get funding to continue the war. We, psychologically, the American people, we wear out. You can wear out. You can get tired of hearing the same old music. You're just worn out. But this, you cannot, do not cease from paying attention to what is happening in Ukraine. This is Bible prophecy taking place. The Bible talks about the world will split into two camps in the time, in the decade of Christ's return. You're going to have an empire with a group of nations that is continuing, that will continue to control the whole world. I just read to you these nations that were on the phone call with Biden concerning Ukraine. This, these nations, these people that represent these nations, Castro Trudeau and the European Commission leader von der Leyen and Michael of European Council, Scholz of Germany, Meloni of Italy, the new Prime Minister of Italy that won the election here half a year ago. These people are unipolar subjects. This is part of the unipolar network of nations. Then you have the multipolar world nations, which is Russia, China, and about 80% of the world's population. All the other nations of the global south, mostly from Mexico south of the border down to the tip of South America, Africa, from northern Africa all the way down to, what is it, Cape, there in Johannesburg. You have the Asian sisters to the south, India and in that region. This war is about two global powers. This is what this is about. This is why the funding is necessary to continue the machine working and operating in Ukraine. This is in the Bible. Russia, in the Bible, no matter what the nations do to her in the last two centuries, they will not invade like we're being invaded. They will not be able to control Russia. Destroy the Soviet Union? It was destroyed. You have Russia now as a nation solo, fighting for its existence alone. And this had to happen. It's in the Bible. Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Rosh, a people in an area called Gog in the land of Magog, Russia, with the people Rosh. And this nation, according to the Bible, at one time had a, there was a block of nations working together to protect itself and other nations in the world from American hegemony. But the Bible says Rosh eventually will become solo, a great power, and then the leader or president of this nation, Russia, diplomatically will begin to work deals diplomatically with the nations of the old Soviet Union, with China, with nations in the Middle East, with nations in Africa, and this leader will help make this nation, Russia, economically powerful, where the West and the empire and the allies of empire try to destroy Russia, you beat steel, you make it stronger. Take a chunk of steel and just start beating it mercilessly. You just make it, you compress it. It gets harder. This is what the United States has done in this campaign against Russia. And Russia is going to get stronger. And eventually, America is going to have to just yield. Here, over the weekend, Russia has just brought four of these regions in eastern Ukraine. They voted to once again unite to their, they call it fatherland or motherland, but to the homeland of Russia. They're Russian-speaking people. Their culture is Russian. Their culture isn't Hungarian, Poland. No, that's not their culture. They are Russian. And then you have Ukraine, which didn't exist, which parts of Ukraine belong to Poland, to Hungary. So it was a land that was taken from other nations, and these nations want that land back. Hungary and Poland, they want Western Ukraine back. It's their territory. But we, America, it is the 50-yard line. Internationally, it's a 50-yard line in this war. And America is trying to gain ground on the Russian, in the Russian half of the playing field. And Russia's holding solid. And Russia is actually has just taken over the 40 and the 30-yard line over the weekend. These four countries in that area have decided they want to be part of their ancient roots. So here you have the unipolar world. Biden, not Biden, it's Obama. Obama is pushing for the American unipolar allies to don't give up, push. We have to destroy Russia. This is going back to 2012, 2014. This was an Obama objective. This man is ruling the country, this country. He's dictating policy. He's working with, he's ex-CIA. He's working with the Highlands Group, who is running the military-industrial complex of the United States of America. It's like a think tank. Very powerful people in this, all coming from Raytheon and coming from Boeing and Martin Marietta. And this is what this war is about. This war is not going to go away. It's going to end. Russia is going to go into the Middle East. Russia is going to get stronger. Militarily stronger. The Russia's military complex industry is geared now for weapons. And Russia's just going to continue to make more weapons on a daily basis. They're depleting their old stockpile of bullets and bombs and mortars and stuff. That they want the newer rockets. They want the newer, they want drones, they want the latest technology. But in the meantime, they're getting rid of all this old ordnance in Ukraine. And as they deplete their ordnance, you have 500,000 Ukrainian people that are now dead. And you know who they're sending to the line, to the front lines, to be caught in this meat grinder? The men of Ukraine that are 40, 45, 50, 55 years old, these are the ones that are going to the front lines. The younger people are not being sent to the front lines because they want to make sure they keep the young people alive for Ukraine's future. This is how these diabolical animals think. These psychopaths, sociopath, wicked rulers of the world from the West, using the other armies of the world to do our dirty work. This is the way it works. These fields in Ukraine, these are the fields of sacrifice for empire, for the occult Illuminati rulers of America and England. These are the Luciferians. These are these killing fields. It's what they are. You just move from the Golden Triangle and move the killing fields to Afghanistan, then take the killing fields right up into Ukraine. These are sites of sacrifice. And all the nations have to ante up. Yeah, they want them to ante up bullets and bombs, tanks, but they want bodies, they want blood, they want humans. This is Satan's strategy from the time of Cain and Abel. This is a war against God. It is a war against man that is created in the image of God. And these wars are always started by the rulers of the world, the rich men of the world, and the captains, according to the book of Revelation. And this is what we're seeing. Now, the reason that Russia was provoked to move into Ukraine is because of the grandchildren of the Nazis of Germany that relocated into Ukraine. And they were taken care of by American Nazis in the American military, the Pentagon, in the government, in Washington, D.C. Nazism, the Nazi movement is not dead. The Fourth Reich has shifted to the United States of America. We are the protectors of what is called the Fourth Reich, or this Reich, they're hoping to be a 1,000-year Reich, just like Adolf Hitler. But this Reich is at war with the Lord Jesus Christ and his coming kingdom. The kingdoms of this world are going to be turned over into the hands of the kingdom of Jesus Christ and his Father. This is what this war is about. These people know in the occult. They know the Bible. They know the Bible better than you do. They probably know the Bible better than I do. With all the years I've spent studying the scripture, these people, I don't have the luxury of having 24 hours a day and 8 of those hours or 10 of those hours to just read the Bible and study. These people in the occult, they do. But they don't know the power of Christ in a person. And they know that Christ, his plan was to live inside of mankind. And then from that power within, these people could wage war against the occult world. And these people would have the insight from God and his word to see what they're up to witness their dirty deeds, to expose their dirty deeds. Ukraine is a zone of sacrifice. Just like the Mayans, the Incas. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcasts 1360khnc.com for my programs and the other hosts that are on the podcast site. We'll be back.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com, click on the shop button.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
There's no saving this country. The people that have ruled this country have brought a curse upon it. The people of the land, the heart of what America is, because of the evil that has occurred in these the whole of what this country is. It's very hard to define. It's not just the hills, the stargates, the seven hills of that go right to hell in Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. It's not that only. It is also the agencies within this country that have been used by this country, by the those who make the decisions to assassinate, to go into nations, bring about coups for our interests. We are not going to be able to turn this around. I know people hate to hear that. Some say that if we had 30, 40 years, we could maybe turn it around. We do not have 30, 40 years. The Lord Christ said, the Lord Jesus said, that in Matthew chapter 24, in Luke chapter 21, in Mark, I think, chapter 13, Christ said, and his words, what he said, do have and will come to pass. They cannot be changed. He said that in the years before his coming, especially in the last decade. There will be wars, rumors of wars, but then he said, there will be wars. This war in Ukraine is the war that has ignited everything. It has made Russia more powerful than she's ever been in every way. It has weakened America. Not only weakened America, America was the nation that was the empire that made decisions for the nations of the world. The nations that didn't go along with American policy, they got sanctioned. They were sanctioned or invaded. We go into nations, kill their leaders, take the gold, bring war, sell munitions, arms, to keep conflict going. That's what we do. But now, there are two world orders. I have read repeatedly, and I'm going to talk about it again. On February the 4th, 2022, 20 months ago, Russia and China had a historic summit at the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. These two men, Xi Jinping addressed the Russian people, Vladimir Putin addressed the Chinese people. And the address to these countries was that these two nations are now in a strategic partnership. And this partnership is a declaration of war against the unipolar West Empire with all of its armies through the NATO nations and the European nations that are being funded by the United States, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Russia and China. They are at war with the West. And their strategy has worked. One strategy, destroy, eliminate the power of the American petrodollar. And they have done it. Our bonds, the U.S. bonds, make them worthless. Secondly, that all of the nations that would work with Russia and China and initially the Brazil, India, and South Africa, the nations that will work with this group of nations, they will trade amongst themselves with their own currencies. They will eventually have a gold-backed token. They will be able to, rather than go to the World Bank or to the IMF, they will be able to borrow from within that network and not be stiffed every time they take out a loan. And it's worked. And Janet Yellen, this administration, they have been admitting that this unipolar network of nations that America has ruled over has been shaken. The multipolar world nations, they are working together. There was six more nations added. They went from a basketball team of five to a football team of 11 nations. And by the end, this will take place on the first day of this coming of 2024. And they think by the end of 2024, they'll have probably up to 20 nations in this new multipolar network. And there's nothing that the Federal Reserve and the central banks of the West can do, because these nations in this multipolar world group this. They are sanctioning the West. They're going to reverse the sanctions. America sanctions Russia. The European nations are not to take, they're not to be supplied with Russian gas. Well, they're still being supplied through Turkey. Turkey now. Vladimir Putin working with Erdogan. They've got to the point where Turkey is really at odds now with the European Union. Turkey is selling natural gas to Europe, to these countries. England is going to suffer. You think England was in the dark during the time of Adolf Hitler? England is going to be in the dark like they've never been before. Just 2 days ago, they used their waste to produce gas to help, you know, they for help their energy needs. And that, I think it was yesterday actually, the place blew up. Hitler would bomb from across the ocean, from across the sea, the channel, and Russia did something from Russia, and this thing went up in flames, and Vladimir Putin was in a hidden bunker somewhere. You can't sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm, who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI-24. That's 888-YREFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So, this agreement between Russia and China, this is the agreement all the nations are looking at. This is what they have been studying. The American people, most of the people of the nations, are not aware of what happened when Xi Jinping and Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin made this agreement. This was historic. This was like the peace treaty of World War II being signed, or when we signed the peace treaty in Vietnam. This is greater than that. This is what Putin said. He said the relationship between Russia and China cannot be compared to anything in the world. According to the joint statement, the friendship between the two states knows no limits. There are no forbidden areas of cooperation. This, again, cannot be compared to anything in the world. This relationship between these two nations destroyed American world hegemony. It was the breach in the whole of empires' domination of the nations of the world. And this is 20 months ago, and in the last 20 months, the ruble has become one of the strongest currencies in the world, and the American dollar, the petrodollar, even though it remains strong, it's don't believe what you see. It is still going. It is, the nations are not trading with the petrodollar. Saudi Arabia is not. They're trading. They're buying. They're selling resources to China in exchange for yuan. India is using its rupee. The nations are not using the petrodollar. They're using their own currencies. The American people don't realize what has happened. They're oblivious to it. The ports, I have heard that in San Diego, the ships that sitting off the coast may have been because the Chinese did not want American dollars and the other nations did not want American dollars. Treasury bonds, they wanted something else. Because why would you want to sell goods to America when you're going to get back currency that is going to become less valuable? This is why there's inflation. There's inflation in this country to the tune of about $1 trillion a year. $1.8 trillion a year. So it's $33 billion today. Next year, it'll be $34 billion. The year following, probably $34.5 billion. They're printing out of thin air. We've heard about this. We know about it. That is big news. But this historic summit that took place in February 2022, this is the document, the agreement. This was this partnership that brought into existence a second world order. There was American world order, global order. Now there is a second world order. It is a multipolar world order. There are 114 countries that are looking at this. And these countries have no hope unless they actually attach themselves to this new system. There are two world orders presently. No longer a world order, a one world order, a Luciferian order, a satanic Illuminati Luciferian order. No, there is a second world order. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Luciferian. Now China, they want to be part of this carbon credit smart city agenda. Because by 2049, China believes that they're going to rule the world. The fact is they won't. But by 2049, the world will be in the kingdom of Christ, this kingdom that was spoken of in the Old Testament. The Jewish people have been waiting for it. No, within a decade, we'll probably be in the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ. And all the signs are pointing that This world is breaking apart, is coming apart so quickly. The coming wars, I say this occasionally, America is now at war with all of these nations in the multipolar network of trading countries. America is at war with all of them, especially the nations in the global south, from Mexico south and into South America, into Africa. America is at war with the global south, or we should put it this way, the global south is at war with America. American people don't know what's coming. We're watching what's happening on the homeland. I'm telling you, the apparatus of terror, this apparatus, many segments of an apparatus of terror exist in this country. They're just waiting for the right time to allow the implosion to occur. When that implosion occurs, the people of America, they'll probably wake up to some degree, but not yet. Christ said that certain things have to happen before these people are allowed to pull that trigger. They have to stay in line, on time, with Christ and his prophecies. They can't get ahead of him. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Programs are streamed on this station at all times.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
This is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. You guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people. I want you to take a second today to go to TheFreedomPeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So I'll finish with just a few more points, and that'll conclude the program for today. We'll have to visit again tomorrow. Okay, this joint statement emphasized that both countries opposed the enlargement of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, called on its partners to give up their ideological Cold War approaches and respect the sovereignty, security, and national interests of other countries. Russia and China stand against attempts by external forces to undermine stability in their common adjacent regions, the statement said. And this was 20 months ago, and they have done exactly what they have just stated. This was written in March of last year. In a message meant for Washington, the two presidents pledge to counter interference by outside forces in the internal affairs of sovereign countries under any pretext, oppose color revolutions, and increase cooperation in the aforementioned areas. The regime change in Ukraine in 2014 was a result of a color revolution by, this is the Obama administration. This color revolution has taken place again. Well, not a color revolution this time. This revolution in Ukraine is again an Obama strategy, I believe, headed up by Barack Obama in behind the curtain. He's doing it again. Both leaders pledged to deepen back-to-back strategic coordination and uphold international fairness and justice side by side. The joint statement said that the strategic choices made by the two leaders would have far-reaching global impact. This is true. This was a declaration of war against empire. This is the declaration of Russia and China in a declared war against the United States of America and England and NATO nations, European nations that are banana republics to America, to Canada, to Australia, to New Zealand, the Five Eyes countries, and they have stated that they will support the countries that the United States desires to sanction because these countries won't go along with American policy. Russia and China together jointly will come to the aid militarily, economically, politically, in any way possible. Any nation that would want to be part of the multipolar system, Russia and China and the other nations, just like NATO, if a NATO nation is attacked, the other NATO nations are, by law, by the contract, have to assist that NATO sister. And in the same principle, Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, other nations now will come to the aid of nations that are going to be sanctioned again, military operations against the nation, whatever the United States, coups. Right now you have in Europe, in what is it, Slovenia, a new, what's this guy's name, Pico, let me read it. If they decide to oust this guy again, these nations are going to Robert Fico, Europe's, the Slovakia leader, is winning election. If America decides to go in and do another coup, these nations that are going to be part of this bloc of multipolar nations will come to his aid. Hungary will come to his aid. Now we're starting another war in Serbia and Kosovo. It's what America does. It's what we do. There must be sacrifice. And these occult leaders that run this country, that's what they demand. Well, we'll visit again tomorrow. Join me, 2 o'clock, and we'll continue. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.